All right, last night I started the, controversial is not the right word, the breakout hit series Cheer from Netflix, which came out in April of 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic, following the Navarro Cheer team down in Corsicana, Texas. And suddenly, we were all shut in April of 2020 and sitting in our homes, and it just went gangbusters. People suddenly were deeply involved in the success or failures of Navarro's cheer team. They've got the famous coach, Monica, who everybody came to love. All of these characters from the team that instantly become celebrities. Season 2 premiered last night on Netflix. It was trending number 1. So we sat down and got through almost 2 episodes. And let me tell you this, kudos right away. I thought that they did a really nice job of documenting what happened after Cheer. And I mean that in a variety of different ways. But think, these were kids who were, you know, in college, this college as on a cheer squad, who really genuinely became in those moments celebrities. They were on talk shows. They were doing interviews all the time. They were getting sponsorship deals. And they were documenting this with cameras rolling as they, which ended up making the cut for season 2 of what's it been like since season 1, since we last saw you. And a mixed bag. It's been great. It's been tough. It's been stressful. And I'll get to the big controversy here in a second, which they do address. But you see these kids who are like, oh my gosh, look at all these new Instagram followers I'm getting. Look at all the blue check marks that are now following me. They showed a scene from Ellen. Ellen had Kylie Jenner on, and Kylie Jenner was talking about how much she loves Cheer.
Oh, wow.
And how she specifically really likes this one character who's just, you know, like an 18 or 19-year-old girl from this cheer squad. And then Ellen, this is how big this was. Ellen then brings out the cheerleader from Navarro, and Kylie Jenner, the billionaire, is gobsmacked that she is being surprised by this, you know, community college Corsicana, Texas cheerleader. It was such a smash hit when it came out. And so with that, they document all this. Kids who are on Cameo, they're sitting there, they're at a nail salon, and then one of them just pops open their phone, and it's like, okay, so Jane and Kevin in Pennsylvania. Hey, Jane and Kevin, what's up? It's Darius from Navarro Cheer Squad. I understand you have an anniversary coming up. And then they're like, are you just doing cameos right here in the nail salon? And she's like, okay, well, every time I do it, I get $50. And so at first I was charging $25. And then I thought I had to do too many of them. So maybe I'll just charge $50 and less people will want them. That didn't happen. So then you see her just doing cameos in her dorm room, making $50 a pop. It was cool to see the behind the scenes of what happened after season 1. Okay. However, the most popular standout breakout star of Cheer season 1 was a guy named Jerry Harris. Jerry Harris was known for these mat talks that he would give, meaning just a pump up that you needed to give to the team that was about to go and perform on the mat at Daytona for their big national championship. He would give mat talks during practice. He didn't make the mat. He didn't get to perform on the main stage, but he was the guy who was always cheering and was just had this lovely personality, effervescent, just walks into a room, lights everybody up. You feel good when you're around him. He gets so hot that Ellen has him on the red carpet of the Oscars.
Oh, that's cool.
What was this? Back in
fun for them.
2020. Here's where it turns.
Okay.
Not long after, and I'm probably screwing up the timeline here anyway, but that's just right. Go with me. Jerry Harris did the Oscars for Ellen. Not long after that, he had charges filed against him.
Oh, I remember this.
For inappropriate sexual contact with minors. I believe then the feds start asking him, and he fesses up to some 10 to 15 different things of either asking for nude photos, like there are child porn things involved with this, asking for sexual favors from minors, driving up to meet with somebody, minors, all this really, really bad stuff.
Yes.
And suddenly the most likable, lovable character has these really gut-wrenching charges filed against him. And then we just hear about that. He's still in jail, a federal prison.
Oh, wow.
1 year later, still hasn't had the trial, and it just got pushed back to February. It was actually supposed to kick off yesterday when season two dropped on Netflix.
To be clear, this is addressed in Cheer
in this season? In episode one, they address it right out of the top. Sort of imagine like a 4 minute opening to the first episode.
Okay.
And they're doing here's what happened last year, blah, 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 and catching people up. And then they touch on the Jerry Harris thing quickly.
Okay.
And then they start telling the story. But Jerry Harris is still in these early episodes with nobody knowing anything. I looked ahead, episode five of season two, the episode is titled Jerry.
Okay.
And this is where they will do, I guess, a deep dive. And I think a lot of his teammates express their shock. And you see them, I think, I don't know if it's in real time that you see some of their reactions or after the fact. But that episode is when the bleep has hit the fan.
Okay. So
Cheer season two out on Netflix, just dropped last night. And here's the difference, too. They have introduced the rival college in Texas, not too many miles away from them, that has won some of the national championships as well. Last year, they were just sort of the nameless, faceless antagonist. Now, the documentary crew is in their gymnasium as well as they prepare. So they're doing a really nice job of introducing new characters.
Okay.
Now you spend half your time with the rivals, half your time with Navarro College, who you're used to, and you get to know these new characters, and you get to figure out who are we cheering for, who are we not. So
okay.
I'm in.
All right. Okay. I think it's important that they did address, Jerry Harris thing, because it's like the elephant in the room. How do you not?
And they did not attempt to sidestep it at all. Like I said, right away from the first episode, within the first few minutes. And then evidently they dedicate an entire episode to it a little later on this season, okay. Which is all bingeable right now. 10 episodes. First season was 6. This one is 10 episodes. But you watch them battle fame, as they're trying to prepare for a major cheer competition. And then they have all of these extracurricular things that are pulling them in different directions. So check it out.